At the 2011 Farm Progress Show, I am going to learn a little bit about what's going on with FFA. And I've got with me two guys, DeLoss Yonke and Jeffrey Miller. I know DeLoss because we used to work together at Brownfield Network, but I am still going to let both of them introduce themselves, and we'll start right here with DeLoss.
DeLoss Yonke, Marketing and Communications Specialist. I've been with National FFA Organization since this past January, and was an FFA member back in my high school days, a state farmer back in Kansas.
Wonderful. And how about you, Jeffrey?
Yeah, I'm Jeffrey Miller, also in the Marketing and Communications Division. Been there since January at National FFA and former FFA member as well and former state president in Indiana.
So. Wonderful. Well, you guys are out here at the Farm Progress Show. First of all, what brought you out here today? Whoever wants to answer.
Well, we are looking for FFA members, and we're also sure that there are a lot of former members and maybe even alumni association members, and we know a lot of high schools come by and tour the area and just see what's the latest in agriculture, and we're looking for them. We want to talk to them about convention. We want to talk to them about what their supervised agricultural experience programs are, their SAEs, and just get a general feel for what students are doing and in and out of the classroom within FFA.
Well, that might be a challenge a little bit today because I don't think you're going to see any blue coats out here. We're predicting 103 degrees, but so good luck with that. But you mentioned convention, for example. Why don't we just, whoever wants to, give me a look ahead at what you think is going to be great, wonderful, and new at this year's convention.
Well, it should be a great year in Indianapolis this year for our National FFA Convention. It'll be October 19th to the 22nd. Last year we set a record when over 55,000 people showed up, members, advisors, and guests. And looking forward to continuing that this year. We have a big expanded area in the Indiana Convention Center after a lot of recent construction there. So our new National FFA Expo will feature new vendors and new opportunities for people. And I know a lot of people have been talking about for the student aspect. We have Blake Shelton coming as the concert this year.
Well, it's obvious that things, I think, at least to me, staying in touch, that things have gone well with FFA. When things moved, because some of us remember being back in Kansas City every year, there were, I think, some question marks, but it really, just all appearances, things are going great. What are some of the things right now that really stand out that maybe you feel especially proud of that FFA is doing?
One thing we're doing at this year's convention, for example, is we are honoring we're having a Native American Heritage celebration. Last year was the 75th anniversary of NFA, which was basically an FFA organization before segregation. It also turns out we've learned that back in the 30s there was a Future Indian Farmers Association. And so this year we are going to celebrate and highlight some of the contributions that Native Americans have made over the duration of FFA since 1928. There are at least 210 chapters in 20 states which have Native American FFA members who voluntarily associate themselves as Native Americans. So it has far more reach and breadth than I ever thought it did. So we're going to highlight that through some of our speakers and even some of the entertainment. Michael Brulé is going to be one of the performers sponsored by RFD. So we do have but we're going to bring together stakeholders throughout the country. People are coming from Washington, D.C., from different divisions within government, as well as members and former members who are going to talk about how to highlight Native Americans, not only in FFA, but also in agriculture education and in the classroom in general, for that matter.
Anything else you'd kind of like to just let people know about FFA that maybe haven't either been paying attention or just haven't been involved for a long time?
One of the big things we're getting ready to roll out is something called the Ag Career Network, and it will be a membership and roster program, as well as many other features that will completely revolutionize how students apply for the American degree for different awards in National FFA, and will allow us to track these students much better and serve their needs and really fit what their niche is in FFA and find out what resources we can provide to them. So that's going to be quite the change for our advisors, because everything will go from mailing in your rosters to now we'll be able to enter it online. It should be a great tool for us down the road to make sure we are fully connected with our FFA base.
All right. Well, we'll I know I'm on the mailing list to get your announcements. We make sure we try to post those when we can and point people that way. It's great to talk to you both here. We are at the 2011 Farm Progress Show. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.